Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Good morning and welcome to Tip TV Finance. It's Wednesday, the 25th of January, 10 a.m., and I'm joined by my serious, more educated, and just more charming doppelganger, Mike Ingram, who's a strategist at BGC Partners. Is that an introduction that you would take objection to?
Indeed, I'm not sure about the veracity of it, but I'll take it while I can. I was going to say
heavyweight, but I thought that might be taken
wrong. You're probably right there as well. I saw a photo of myself.
But we're speaking in the... We haven't spoken for a week. We try not to speak to each other too often.
We do, yeah.
But since we last spoke, the Supreme Court have spoken, and I like to regard myself as a kindred spirit of those people, an elitist who's out of touch with reality. What was your view of their comments yesterday?
I guess the 8-3 result shouldn't have been seriously in doubt, would it?
Who are the three fools who voted against whatever?
Well, I don't know them socially, but I think the government's case was looking pretty threadbare, even before the appeal, and there have been many who have been advising the government not to even bother to appeal it to the Supreme Court. It was a bit of a mixed bag for Theresa May because, on the downside, yes. They're going to need to consult and inform Parliament a lot more than they would otherwise like to. David Davis yesterday talked about effectively ramming through a Brexit bill. It might even come today, some have speculated. And I think you're going to get a good deal of pushback from any number of places, including the SNP.
That means it's time to go.
The raison d'etre of the SNP is to make Scotland independent. So they'll always find some pretext for having another referendum and trying to get that vote through. And yesterday's judgment, potentially the downside certainly for Stirling was that the justices basically said that the Westminster Parliament didn't have to consult either the Scottish or the Welsh
assemblies. Is that an acknowledgement of how feeble,
the supremacy of Westminster?
Exactly, how feeble those two devolved ideas are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they don't even try Wales. Do they call it assembly? Sounds like a school, doesn't it? But an assembly.
All right, okay. Well, on that, I'm going to send your regards
you
and your good wishes to the people of...
leaks being pushed through my
letterbox.
People
of Cardiff, thank you.
Yes.
Most popular in business and finance, Airbus warns of investment cut if Brexit costs rise. Is that something which is a... We're still going on with this, aren't we? These warnings, the Project Fear. Is that?
Well, yeah, but I mean, you can understand, as far as...
Aren't they a bit of a European company, Airbus?
They are.
Slightly French.
Strangely enough. Yeah, but you're getting this from Ryanair and EasyJet, aren't you? I mean, fuel costs, apart from anything else, are seriously upsetting their business plans and their earnings forecasts.
But they weren't saying how wonderful life was when the pound was strong. They're just saying how horrible life is when
that's what business does, Zach.
Okay.
I mean, they're a bunch of moaning children.
Next slide, please. Theresa May declines invite to make historic speech to Irish Parliament. And given her strength in terms of making speeches, I think that's probably a wise decision.
Yeah,
she's not a great speech maker, is she? Really?
She's not, and also I'm not sure her life insurance would particularly cover her on that one.
In which respect?
Irish Parliament, it's small p, you see. There we go again.
All right. Following yesterday's Supreme Court decision, Prime Minister May is expected to publish a short bill on Thursday so that she can invoke Article 50 by the end of March as originally planned. I think we've insulted enough people
I don't know. 90s young.
Next up, we have economic calendar, US House Housing Price Index, EIA crude oil stocks change, crude oil inventories. And then our hero, Bank of England Governor Mark Carney, will speak. Presumably raising interest rates is not on the agenda. It will never be on the agenda while he's there.
We'd be the last to know if we listened to Mark Carney.
I think he would be the last to know as well.
Well, that's quite possible.
And in New Zealand, we have the Consumer Price Index, which we'll be on the edge of our seats for.
Indeed, as always.
Next up, we've got FX sentiment powered by Oanda and its wonderful clients. silver coming off the boil there, as is gold as well, actually below 80 and 70% respectively. You can see that. And then also sterling, after its recent strength, people decided to take their foot off the accelerator. Going down the table, I'm slightly worried about the short interest in euro dollar, because the euro dollar looks rather strong at the moment. And then at the bottom of the table, getting slightly more bullish on euro sterling. Although I have to say, it looks rather sickly at the moment, so we'll see how that plays out. Moving along.
So what I decided to do for this week was look at the data which is curated, one of your words, Zach, by the CFTC, looking at who's investing in what. And these days there's a reasonable breakdown in terms of who's investing in currencies, how's that shifted around over time. So I thought I'd start with the pound and go the note that the pound's got pounded. If you look at the data they have on traders' financial futures, which is slightly different from the commitments of traders report, which is out every week, they give a breakdown between institutional investors and leverage funds, which is, I think, is shorthand really for hedge funds and the like. And you'll see, if you look at the history of the pound sterling, institutional investors have tended to be pretty consistently short. Not always very short, but they've nearly always been short. The leverage funds there on the top pane in the red, you know, have dotted around a bit. Actually, up until about 2 years ago, they tended, if anything, to be long the pound, but have been consistently short for the last 12 months or so. So anyway, what I wanted to do is, in the bottom pane, I bought both of those classes of investors together. I aggregated them. So red plus blue equals purple, you know, keen colour coding. And I've compared that activity, long and short on futures contracts, against the performance of cable. And you see there's quite a reasonable plot on that. And one thing it highlights, I mean, there's been a lot written by, oh, well, a lot of the shorts have been taken out and so forth. I would have to question that on the data that we see thus far. It looks to me as though there are a lot of people, portfolio investors, who are still very, very short of sterling, and it's already reflected in a number of other instruments, such as risk reversals.
But does that make it a self-fulfilling prophecy that, you know, if the big boys and girls are short, then there's no way that sterling can lift off?
It's a headwind, I would say. I mean, obviously, if we have a major bit of good news, they're already short, they'll be forced to cover. Yes, you could see a spike up. All I'm saying is that the narrative at the moment is, well, you know, Theresa May gave a good speech, the pound's already come down a long way, blah, 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 blah. You know, if you look at the forecasts, the 2017-2018 forecasts for cable, it's 125. So, but the way that investors are positioning around the pound suggests that they think there's further downside. And that's very short, yes. That's very short. There are short to the tune of 126,000 contracts.
So they're short up to the eyeballs, basically.
Yeah, it looks like that at the moment.
Okay, let's move along to...
Same set of charts, but this time for the dollar. And this is for the dollar index, the DXY that you'd see under Bloomberg. What you see here is institutional investors have tended to be structurally long of the dollar. In fact, increasingly long. That's a fairly, you know, consistent grind up on that blue line. Again, as you might expect, the leverage funds, been a lot more volatile, if anything, have tended to be on the short side. So, but to some extent, the flip side of where sterling has been. And what's happened, really, the big push-up we've seen on the dollar index recently has really been due to a lot of these short positions, which really maxed out in, I think it's actually May of last year, those being steadily closed and flipped over into longs. And again, I've aggregated those two classes of investor together into that purple line below, and I've plotted it against the dollar index.
So it's almost a positive message that some, you know, people got this right.
Yeah, I mean, my own view, for what it's worth on this one, is that the market is seriously underestimating the potential inflationary impulse into the US economy. Because I think what you've actually seen over the last few days, of course it could all change, is Donald Trump acting on some of his pre-election promises.
This is very strange, because, you know, this is not normally what happens. You know, politicians, they get elected and then they'll do anything else apart from what they were supposed to be doing. He's actually, you know, the wall. You've got the wall. You've got this. You've got that.
Politicians who don't enact stuff which is relatively easy. He's enacting stuff which is relatively hard. I'm not sure that's a good thing,
totally,
but, you know, it is very different.
It's weird, isn't it? I mean, and yep. we, we
No, all I was saying was is that, you know, it's all very well to say we're going to be spending more money on this and more money in that and boosting the US economy. Arguably, that's something that you want to do. But if that's combined with restrictive trade practices, that's quite a big inflationary impulse for the US. All other things being equal, it means higher interest rates. All other things being equal means higher dollar. And presumably, investors have acted on that and pushed longs to, you know, pretty much, well, almost a multi-year high there.
Mike Ingram, strategist of EGC Partners, thank you for opening the Tip TV Finance Show.
My pleasure.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.